reading the news this morning, the Australian Embassy in Bangkok has closed amid increasing violence between anti-government protesters and security forces. Since Thursday, more than 30 people have died in those clashes. Thai authorities have cancelled a curfew to allow women and children to leave the protesters' camp by this afternoon. Two separate opinion polls show more than a third of voters think Julia Gillard would make a better Labor leader than Kevin Rudd. Today's news poll shows Mr Rudd's standing has dropped by 12 points to 45%, with Ms Gillard just 5 points behind. A Galaxy poll shows 34% think Ms Gillard should lead the Labor Party. A long-awaited international study has failed to deliver any clear answer on a link between mobile phone use and brain tumours. Scientists say suggestions of a possible cancer link demand deeper examination, but they said it was premature to conclude there was no risk. The 10-year study by the World Health Organization is the largest of its kind. The federal government will today release the new list of skilled occupations, which determines who can migrate to Australia. More than 200 jobs, including cooking and hairdressing, have been dropped from the list. The 180 professions on the list are predominantly in the medical, engineering and construction industries. And ash drifting from an Icelandic volcano is again disrupting European air travel. A large number of British and Irish airports have closed, including Manchester, Liverpool, Birmingham and Dublin.